motto in that role is my job is people, everyone is my business. But unfortunately in that year, I would lose my own brother, Lance Corporal Adam Jackamack, to suicide. The majority of veteran suicides are from guns. I store my weapons securely, not only for myself, but for my family. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide. My service never stops.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council.
Milwaukee Black Talk lives here on 101.7 FM and 1510 AM, W269DL Milwaukee, a Milwaukee Black Media Company.
Point 7 of Truth. It's your girl Jazz Tyler Digi Meets. You are officially tapped in. We just had the beautiful Miss Ashell White talking about the Grammys, artist development, all of the above, man. Artists, make sure y'all are not leaving y'all money on the table.
Look, they is.
Too much money out here to be made.
I mean, I done went, you know, everything she doing, I done went through it and going through it with her. I mean, you know, just going back and forth with artists about how they get their money, you know, linking her with people, linking, you know, telling everybody that, you know, the same thing that she's pretty much voicing out here. We going through it, trying to make sure the money is on the table, but at the same time making sure everybody gets the money that they leaving on the table.
That's right.
And it'd be tough because that's the money that trickle down to people like me.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah, like yesterday's price is not today's price.
Yeah, I mean, like, you know, you're an artist.
Go get that money, man. We got a special guest joining us live. Well, not live, but virtually.
This is live.
We have a special guest joining us live. NFL player Eric Murray, Milwaukee bred. Thank you so much for tapping in with us. How are you?
I'm doing good. Can y'all hear me?
Yeah.
Yes.
All right, bet. Yeah, I'm good. Good to be talking to y'all today. I wish I could have been in person, but there's a lot of stuff going on.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, welcome to Tapped In with Jazzy and Meech. It's an honor to have you a part of the show today, and we're going to hop right into it.
Shirt on.
Okay.
Yeah, Meech, see, I got my, I didn't put
I got my
eyes
shirt
on.
Yeah,
he going to try to upstage me. I got my eyes on. I can't fit it, but I still got it. Look at Meech.
Yeah, that's good. That's good.
That's what's
keep
up.
It in the tuck.
So, you are from Milwaukee.
Yeah.
What was it like growing up? What side of town did you grow up on? And what are some of the things that you learned that helps you in your career today?
Grew up on the north side of Milwaukee. I lived on 84th and Mill Road for a majority of my life. And then I had moved to Calumet. But it just taught me resilience. It's a tough city. Milwaukee got a lot going on in terms of a lot of motion and things of that nature. So I think growing up, it was easy for me to stay out of trouble through sports. So yeah. I seen other people make mistakes that I necessarily didn't make because I was busy playing sports and I was the only child. So I think in the beginning, I used to go down south and stay with my grandma every summer. So I started playing football when I was around like 13. So it was just a lot of good people around me that helped me escape. So I can kind of just see from a bird's eye view, but never indulge into the stuff that other people were doing.
Absolutely. Being from a smaller city, well, we're growing now, but initially Milwaukee is known throughout the industry as a smaller city. What is some of the inspiration that you've taken outside of the city as well as in the city, that inspires you to want to even pursue football at this level?
I just think that, like you said, it's small. And I think when people come from something that small, they think they can do things that are big. So I think from an early age, I always said I was going to go to the NFL, and then just having that belief in yourself was the biggest thing. No matter where you come from, growing up in the Midwest, playing guys who come from the South, Texas, Florida, all those type of places, you believe that you aren't capable. But once you get around it, you realize they're no different than us. You just come from a different place. So as long as you have work ethic, dedication, perseverance, and the right mindset, that can take you far.
Absolutely. I want to talk about something exciting. Everybody, you know, waits for this moment their entire life. What was it like the night that you got drafted?
It happened in the morning. It was I went on day three. Or was it day two? It was day three. Yeah, I was the fourth round. It was exciting because it happened super early in the morning. And the GM that I was talking to, he was from Wisconsin, and you really get an understanding of the NFL and that it's a relationship business and stuff like that. So it was pure elation just between my family, my mom, and everybody that was around. So we had a couple of libations going around, so it was good.
That's what's up. What lessons have you learned thus far being in the NFL?
The business part of it. It's like I said, it's relational. I think not burning your bridges and, you know, being good to the people that you work for or work with. Nobody wants to work with a asshole, so to speak.
Facts. So,
just being cordial and handling your business the right way and being professional is the biggest thing I learned from it. And I think that's where a lot of people fall short.
Do you believe that coming from a place like Milwaukee, when you enter this arena of this magnitude, that you have to work twice as hard to prove yourself?
I always had a chip on my shoulder just because I feel like throughout my career, I never had a high profile coming out. I was always kind of like middle of the pack. But I think my opinion of myself was always higher than what the opinion people created for me. So I always wanted to prove somebody wrong in that aspect. So just, you know, like I said, having a high opinion of yourself and having a high standard for yourself, that could take you far.
Absolutely.
So making it to the NFL, getting there, having all the experience with the draft and everything, you know, you're a vet now. Like, how is it hard, like, still, like, to keep your family from spending all your money?
You got to say no a lot of the times. I think I did a good job of just taking care of myself. I got three kids and a wife and stuff like that. So, you know, my mom and my uncles and all that stuff may take a backseat to that, because this money got to preserve you for your life, right? Because, you know, unless you build a Fortune 500 company or something afterwards, it's hard to make this type of money. This for a sustained period of time. So just letting people understand that and understand what your priorities are, I think you can stay out of a lot of trouble.
Absolutely. So you currently have the Eric Murphy Foundation. Can you elaborate on what you all's mission is? Murray, I'm sorry. Mm-hmm. What your mission is and what it is that you guys do?
So I'm starting the FSP just to create more resources around the camp. I think the first year we did it, we didn't have a physical sponsor vehicle behind us. So we think through that vehicle, we can, you know, help compile a bunch of local organizations and people to create something bigger than just football and provide a more diverse programming for families, kids, and the parents. You know, we don't just want it to stop at football. So starting that was a big step, so people can kind of see what we're passionate about and what we're trying to build.
Awesome. So is this Milwaukee-based, the foundation, or do you do work throughout the nation?
Milwaukee is just a starting point, just because that's where I'm from, and I started with Dare, my counterpart. But we want this to be a global thing eventually, and we want it to be, you know, reach around the United States, because I played in multiple places. I played in Kansas City, Cleveland, and I did some work there. But I didn't have this vehicle behind me, so it was just kind of like a one-off individual thing. But now since we have this, any community outreach event, I wanted to be attached to it.
When is the event? Can you tell us more about the event?
It's tomorrow. Yeah, it's tomorrow. It's at Vincent High School. It's from 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. 60 Rave Gray, and that's the first session. And then I think from 3 p.m. to 6 p.m., that'll be the high school session.
Awesome. How can people get involved?
I had a link. I got a link, themealcamp.org. You can go there. There's still some sign-up spots left if you want to volunteer, if you want to be a coach. But most of all, if you want to participate, you can sign up all through that website. And it'll be a good time.
Perfect. So the camp tomorrow is the camp that is running under your foundation, correct?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. What inspired you to start that camp?
It really just started with me and Dare. Over the years, me and Dare, we both come from the same place. He went to Wisconsin. I went to Minnesota. And we crossed paths a lot. And then being from the same spot, we was like, you know, we want to get back to the city. We want to find a way we could do that. And football was that vehicle. So that's what the inspiration came from. And we want to morph it into something bigger. And we have a longstanding vision with that. And that's what the FSP is for. And, you know, to create partnerships and get a better program.
Absolutely. First and foremost, thank you so much for coming back home and bringing this back home. Mm-hmm. Because yeah, a lot of people don't. And I'm not sure, you know, how tapped in you are based off of you having to focus on your career. But the state of the youth in Milwaukee is, you know, mm-hmm. is not great. So I say that to say, with this camp, what is it that you want the youth who participate to take away?
Just discipline, consistency, process, and focus. I want to be able, I think football has given me a great foundation of those things. And even when things get tough on you physically, your mind can take you a lot farther mentally. So for kids to understand that, to be able to align their focus and concentration with a goal, and show that through sport, I think that's the biggest thing I want them to take away from this camp.
Absolutely. Now, Meech, you were a part of, you play football,
yeah,
as
I play,
well.
You know.
But from the youth stance, like when we have people like this who come back home and bring it back, how important is that?
I mean, it's real important just to see them in the same community as that they came out of.
Yeah.
I mean, that's really what it is, to know that it's achievable from where you at. That's
absolutely
really what I see.
Absolutely. We got to go to break. We have Eric Murray on the line. Do not touch that dial. 101.7 The Truth. 101.7 The Truth. It's your girl Jazz Tyler and Digi Meech. We are live and direct at the American Family Insurance Studio in the heart of beautiful downtown Milwaukee. We have a special guest in the building, NFL player Eric Murray. Straight off 84th and Mill Road on the north side of Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Thank you.
I mean, y'all, they call it the west side. No,
yeah, that's the west
they
side.
Call it the west side. No.
Hey, I'm not privy. I've been gone a long time.
Yes, indeed. We are talking the camp that's happening tomorrow. For those who are joining us, Eric, do you mind just reiterating information about the foundation and the camp that you have going on at Vincent High School tomorrow?
Yeah. Yep, so it's the Eric Murray Foundation. We got a camp going on tomorrow at Vincent from 11 to 6 p.m. First group will be just middle school, 6th through 8th. Second group will be high school all the way through 12th grade. We just want kids to come out and learn football fundamentals, teach them some discipline, concentration, and process through football. Just want them to be out there and come out there and have fun, create a large community gathering. And we just want the families, the parents, and the kids to feed off each other and create good energy for the community. And hopefully that propels us forward.
Absolutely. So earlier on last week, we were talking about the importance of legacy, right, and what that looks like. Why is giving back to Milwaukee so important to you, and how does it define, or one of the ways that it defines your legacy?
Just representation, just coming back to the space that gave me so much. And understanding that people, you know, if they don't have a lot of hope, that, you know, it's people around you that want to see you succeed, and they want to give out good energy to the community so you can succeed. And what are the tools that we can give them, regardless of their monetary situation, mm-hmm. That they can achieve that? So I think that's what we really want to provide from the perspective that we see things and come back and give a bigger picture for everybody.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. So for the young athlete out there who may be going through some things at home that can't afford the cleats, the helmet, but still plays and, you know, some have the odds just stacked against him, what advice mm-hmm. do you have for him if he sees himself as the next NFL star when he becomes of age?
Just understand there's going to be some sacrifice along the way. And you really got to hone in on your focus. I know it's kind of hard to do given, you know, people's family situations and things like that. I grew up in a single parent household. I wouldn't say by any means was I, you know, below the poverty line or anything like that, but I had a good family. My uncle used to take me to the games. A lot of the times my mom couldn't make the games because she was working or anything like that, but I was still out there and trying to realize my dream for myself. And it is a lonely road at the end of the day. But if you can create a good support system around you, I think it'll take you far. I always knew my parents loved me and my, you know, my mom, my grandma, or what have you. So that never was a question, but I just think that unwavering belief in self is what'll help you push through those hard times.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Thank you, dog.
Before we get into the next question, I just got to ask, how are you dealing with them water bugs down here? Florida different, man.
Jacksonville?
Yeah,
the bugs they've been treacherous the last few days. We finishing up our mandatory minicamp, but yeah, it's been crazy.
Is that a change, like coming from Milwaukee where you dealing with like deer, possum, raccoon, stuff like that, and you got to go down there, you just randomly see a water bug or a gecko or alligator, yeah, depending on where you at?
Yeah, I used to like going fishing, but I'm scared to kind of go out there and stand on the bank because you just don't know what to hop out that water. So you just got to be aware of your surroundings, which, you know, people from Milwaukee, I think they do a good job of. So
absolutely,
you'll be all right.
But you know how girls is, man. They
hold on.
Yeah. Yeah, y'all be scared of bugs.
Bugs, every.
I don't like bugs. I don't.
I feel you. Them crocodiles and the gators any day. Yeah. Them hogs down there, too.
Eric, how do you define success beyond football?
I think creating something sustainable for people to be able to latch on to. I think if we say I just came here to play football and that's it, I think that's a disservice to myself and the community that I come from. I think we all have a responsibility to give back in whatever way it may be. If that's your professional expertise, if you can come back and give that knowledge to the kids and to the community, you know, you can help pull somebody else up from the bottom and get them up there faster. So I think that's what my definition of success would be.
Yeah. Absolutely. Absolutely. Now, we know that you play for the Jaguars, but are you still a diehard Packers fan or no?
I never was a Packers fan. I actually hated the Packers.
Who was your team?
Yeah. We gonna call him back, Zach.
My favorite team was the San Diego Chargers. I was a huge LaDainian Tomlinson fan growing up. That was my team. And I was a huge NFL fan in general, and I just felt like Packers fans only cared about the Packers, but I cared about the whole NFL, and they just couldn't get down with that. So
overall, well, first and foremost, congratulations on all of your success. Anybody who's able to make it from Milwaukee and come back and give, man, it's always an honor to just even speak to people like that because we need it.
We definitely need it.
We need it wholeheartedly. Mm-hmm. We wish you much success on tomorrow's event and just in future endeavors. And, you know, we got to come back on and tap in with us. Let us know how we can be of support and support what you have going on.
Yeah, like I said, we want to keep it going for a long time. It's our second time. But we want to keep it going and then, you know, accumulate as many community organizations and resources we can and just provide what we can do for the community.
Absolutely. Yeah. Thank you so much for joining us today. Enjoy the rest of your day. For those who were just listening in, tomorrow there's the football camp at Vinson High School. Be sure to take your youth. Do not miss this opportunity. Meach, would you go? If you was a child right now, is that something?
I got three boys.
You going to take them?
I mean, I can. Tomorrow, I mean, they got stuff going on. I mean, yeah. If I can.
Come around. They don't got to participate if they got something to do, but I think it's good to just come around and just feel the energy. We're going to have news outlets there. We're going to have free meals. We're going to have DJs.
Yeah.
It's like I said, we want it to be a community thing, not just a football thing.
Yeah.
We don't want football to scare people away from
coming.
What we trying to do for the community.
Yeah.
So I stand corrected. This is not just a football camp. This is a community event. So all of my community people out there, tap in, man. Let's show up and show out and show some hometown love to Eric.
Give us the time again, Eric. You said 11?
From 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. Registration start at 10, but I'll be out there at 9. So I'll be out there all day. So I ain't going nowhere.
Yeah. Absolutely. Well, thank you so much again. I don't know if you're here. If you aren't, safe travels. Wish you much success tomorrow. And we're gonna pop up.
Yeah.
Stop by and show some love.
That's good. I look forward to seeing y'all. I'm sorry I couldn't meet y'all in person today, but I look forward to it tomorrow.
Yeah, thanks.
Absolutely. Thank you so much. We just got off with Eric Murray from the Jacksonville Jaguars. He is throwing a beautiful community event tomorrow. So all the parents out there, be sure to take your youth to Vincent High School.
They got three boys.
Who?
I do.
Yeah, take your boys, Meech. We outside tomorrow. Milwaukee, do not touch that dial. We got to go to break to pay some bills. Jazzy and Meech tapped in. 101.7 The Truth. It's your girl, Jazz Tyler, Digi Meech. We are live and direct. Shout out to the special guest today. Today was a beautiful show, man.
Yeah, informational.
Ashelle White, Eric Murray, man, is going down this weekend with the camp at Vincent High School. Ashelle came and dropped some knowledge, free knowledge. You understand? Free knowledge on how not to leave money on the table as an artist.
Yeah.
It's going down. It's Friday.
Yeah, it is. It's Friday. We ain't really, you know, we got 30 minutes. You know what I mean? I can turn up real quick.
Yeah, let's turn up.
What you trying to do?
We got some stuff to address, Meech. Yeah, let's talk about it. Let's talk about it, Meech.
I mean, you gotta explain to us what's up. Like, you know, you gotta explain to us, like, what's up. Like, is you looking? That's what I'm saying. Like, is you looking
straight to it?
Because you be having a lot of time. You be having a lot.
I'm going to say, yeah. And you did kind of mention earlier. Hold on, let me put these headphones on.
Hold on.
Just
getting
serious.
I got to stand up.
Because, yeah, you said earlier.
Earlier,
no, I'm because I got the computer stuff going on. But earlier, you said something about relationship.
Like you kind of
just let it slip out.
Wait, what'd I say?
And I'll see. Look, I'm at. I should have just marked it and pulled it up and saved it. I that's the thing. I don't know exactly what you said, but you said something about you and relationship, in a relationship.
That's not what happened.
That's what I'm saying.
That's what I heard. Good thing about recording is that we can go back and pull the footage. I'm gonna
find it. So it was probably like that first hour. All right,
Meech, how's your relationship with your work wife?
A work wife.
It ain't. Oh, I thought you had a work wife.
Why would I have a work wife?
I don't know. Last week we was talking.
I just started work. Like, where that come from? I just started work. We didn't have no conversation about nobody working, wife and husband and up in here. We ain't doing that. We won't do that. I told you.
I thought I seen your work wife texting your phone while we was just on air.
Oh, now she trying to do that. I thought I seen dude that was on. I would come off like that, but ain't nobody doing that. No, I'm trying to look up questions. I'm writing down what we said up in here. You know what I mean? I got a work wife going on. I just started work. Can I get my stuff together?
That's so funny.
There ain't even that many wives in here.
Let me. Oh, it's plenty wives.
Oh, no. You're talking about in the lobby. No, we ain't doing that.
No.
Oh, but we, you know. Chat, if y'all with me, the Truth Nation, if y'all with me, we want to know, is you looking or is you not? Because you be having these feelings that, like, you want to be out here, but then you got these feelings like you got a couple people in your phone, you know what I mean, that you partaking and parlaying with, you know what I mean? But at the same time, is you looking or is you not? So we could kind of really get to the conversations that we need to have. Because if you looking, some of this could be like emotional because you want a certain man. You saying it, But then it's like, if you're not looking, then it's just opinion. We could keep going like that. If you're looking, then we finna find it.
Well, first and foremost, you know, I don't ever look because I don't do the choosing. I get chose. You understand?
I mean, talk your pee, man.
I'll start right there.
Say your ism.
When you go looking, you don't find what you looking for.
Say your ism, you know what I mean?
You gonna find what you looking for. You know, honestly, today was some great interviews, man. I got to tell you, I'm so excited to work with you.
Well, Z ain't even hear you just switch the subject like that. Ooh, which is cool. It's cool when you do it.
I'm so excited to work with Ishelle. I'm so excited to attend this summer camp tomorrow. You know? You know, honestly, I'm gonna keep it funky with you, right? I wouldn't say that I'm looking for anything, right? I want what I want, and I made that clear. I want a family. I want, you know, to be successful. I want to build an empire, all of those things. So am I looking? No. But if I get chosen and it's what I need, then I'm good.
If you get chosen.
If I get chose.
But you got too many stipulations if you get chose.
No, I don't.
Because that means if you get chose, that means you gotta kind of let your guard down because they choosing. That means you wanted to get choose if you let somebody choose you. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So you got to kind of let some guard down. And that's all I've been saying. Like, just let some guard down.
No, my guards do be down.
We know you've been in the marriage relationship. Just let it down. Let your guard down a little bit. You know, maybe somebody will come. And show you different ways, or at the same time, like I be doing, just have fun.
Yeah, see, I have to define, well, we have to define what having fun is at 38 looks like. Because having fun when you're single in your 20s or early 30s is completely different when you are entering 40, right? And what we not going to do is make it seem like this a matchmake, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not looking, but again, if you see me outside with somebody, mind your business.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I mind mine. I'm saying something. Oh, I see you outside. do your big one, Jazz. I'm going to say something.
Big
now.
Mama.
I'm going to say something. You know what I mean? Spin, go in your go-yard bag. You hear me? I'm going to say something. Like, I feel you. Like, I'm going to see you at work. It's going to be something slick. I'm going to come up with something slick off the cool. Like, oh, okay. I'll do your big one. Oh, what's up, my guy? What's happening?
But also know when you see me out, it may not be. I be with my brothers. I business. Have male best friends. Yeah. And I kick it with them all the time.
You see me with somebody. Know? It's that.
It's that.
It's that night. It's
see,
that.
You don't know. If you see me with somebody, you out? Don't know it's that.
If I'm out, you see me? Oh.
Yeah, I ain't never seen you out nowhere. In public.
That's
with
what
a
I'm
woman.
Saying. Nobody.
Yeah, I never seen
so
you
if you
out
see
public.
Me out, it's really that.
It's really that. I agree with that because I'm not popping out with
somebody. Because I'll be out, here. You know, if you see me out during the day, it's straight business. It's meeting. It's trying to come up with ideas. It's meeting with the people that can help move and shake something.
Yeah.
But. At night, if you see me out at night,
it's that. You on
oh,
that type
I'm missing
of time.
Money for this?
You on that type of time.
It's that time.
So what even... about you, Meech? You looking?
I'm not looking.
You getting chose?
I will be getting chose. You know what I'm saying? I will be getting chose. I mean, I'm not looking, but I do be finding. You know what I'm saying? I be finding what I want. I don't be looking, but I do find and I come across, I bump into what I want. And then you feel me?
It'd be a wrap.
It'd be just what it be. I mean, I ain't pressing it. I ain't finna be broadcasting it live on the Truth 101.7. You know, we ain't really say 833-212-1017. Y'all can hit us up last segment and see what's going on. Like and subscribe on the channel. But I ain't finna press
you know,
it that much.
I don't look because looks can be deceiving. Do you know what I mean? Like, it's scary out here.
But you know what you're looking for. If you're scared to look for what you're looking for, you can't be scared, though.
No, because that's what I'm saying. You can think it's for you until you get it and be like, you tricked me. Mm-hmm. This ain't, you know what I mean? And the dating pool here is a wrap. Like, it's over with. Mine would just hang that up. For real, for real. Milwaukee is standing on his last leg when it comes to dating. All right? But again, I don't believe that women should be looking.
I don't think we have enough spots. Like enough little.
That's why everybody's sharing.
I mean, yeah, like just spots to kind of date at. You know what I mean? Like,
oh, I thought you meant spots like a spot, a solidified spot in somebody's life. Oh, we ain't got enough of that neither.
No, I was just saying like just spots to, if you dating, it's not enough spots to really just keep dating.
Like a romantic, yeah, somewhere.
I mean, like, you know, you could date, but just to keep dating, keep on dating. It ain't enough spots to be like, oh, I've never been there, or oh, you want to go here, like with something multiple new. People. Like, yeah, like, okay, nah, I've been dating this person for 6 months or 3 months, whatever. We went here, and there on some date.
Yeah.
Date night, dating. Now you with somebody else, you want to date them, and it's almost you're going to the same spots.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? To make the experience more different for you, in a sense. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
I agree.
Make it seem like you going to the same spots. Different people, they, oh, I see.
Yeah.
You know.
I ain't have a choice.
And you'll bump into the person you were just dating.
Talk about it.
You know what I mean?
Me, I'm going to invite him. Come on, sit down. Let's have a conversation. All y'all can sit at the table. On your mark, get set, go. Yeah.
But have you ever been a sneaky link? Like, on the sneaky link side, you've been the sneaky link?
Meech.
What? Yeah, that's what I'm saying. We talking.
What is a sneaky link?
When you all put other white people to know y'all linking up. Sneaky.
But why? Linky. So this is what I don't understand about the sneaky link.
You understand it.
No, I don't. Because I don't do secrecy.
Right.
I do privacy, but I don't do secrecy.
That's what I'm saying. So you haven't.
So sneaky link to
you
me. Have
you either...
That sounds like somebody you ain't supposed to be messing with that may be involved with somebody else or something.
That's exactly what it is. Mm. That's what I'm saying. Have you been the sneaky link or have you had a sneaky link?
I've never cheated.
Okay.
In my
I don't
life.
Mean you cheated. You just got a sneaky link. That's cheating? Just linking up with somebody you don't supposed to be linking up with?
But see, that's what I'm trying to figure out, because why can't I link up with them? I mean, I've had a situation where I would link with somebody and I don't want nobody to know because it ain't nobody's business, but not because I ain't supposed to be linking up with them. You know what I mean?
Mm.
That's it. What about you? You the sneaky link king?
No, it was just a question. Yeah. But I mean, to I've done my share.
I'm sneaky link.
of linking up sneaky. I've done my share.
Of linking up sneaky.
Yeah. I've done my share. It's not always sexual. You know what I mean?
Right.
It's really just, you know, having feelings for that person in a way that you probably don't want to tell your significant other that you do.
Oh. So, okay.
That's
so.
What I think. You know what I mean? Because it's not always sexual. No, it's not. You could pretty much link with somebody as a friend, but you know you probably have personal emotions or set feelings for that person that they might not have. To you, it's a sneaky link, but to them, it's just you linking.
So I've never had like sneaky links, or I haven't been a sneaky link, but there
probably
is.
Probably wouldn't even know if you the sneaky link.
No, I'm gonna know.
Well, the way they moving, or that's what I'm saying. Like, how would you know?
Because it goes back to the first conversation we had on air about relationships. There are certain questions you should be asking. If I'm going on a date with somebody or if I'm kicking it with them, I need to know if you with somebody or not. Because that's going to determine how I'm going to rock with you, if I'm going to rock with you or not, right? Meaning, like, you can be a friend or you can be, what you say, a sneaky link. Not with somebody that's in a relationship, but just you don't want nobody in your business. So that should be established out the gate.
Because a sneaky link is not an affair.
That's what I've related to.
That's what I'm saying, but that's marriage, right? Mm-hmm. Having an affair.
Yeah.
It's almost like marriage. Sneaky link, you know, is still on a...
I think right now where I'm at is I don't want no sneaky links. I want privacy. Sneaky yeah. link to me is secrecy. It means that you guys are just
keeping secrets away from each other. Huh?
Yeah.
And y'all both know the secret.
Yes. I guess, you know, if I'm stepping back and put my analysis hat on, I guess it's enticing. It's fun for people who, you know, like that kind of stuff. It's the thought of having something but not fully having it, you know, and dealing with it when you want to. To me, that just sounds like one night stands.
Mm-hmm. But I'm saying, like, that one night stand.
I'm not a transactional person. It's not
sneaky link, though.
I don't do the sneaky links, but
sneaky link is multiple times y'all linking up. We for sure getting this. We for sure getting together on times where people don't know we doing this.
Oh, nah.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm like.
Nah. I don't have any sneaky links.
Me neither.
And I've never been a sneaky link because I don't.
It seemed fun and idea, yeah. but it's like, oh, nah. my God, it's too much.
Yeah, it is. And then expectations start to come. Emotions start to come.
Because now you expecting
accountability.
You know what I mean?
You
expecting to be taking up someone's time.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, oh, you ain't spending enough time if I'm your sneaky link or whatever. You know what I mean? And that's the thing about cheating.
Yeah.
It's time. Takes time. You know what I mean? It takes some lies, too.
Yeah. It's too much. No, I don't. I'm not indulging. I haven't indulged in the sneaky link culture.
Mm-mm.
You know? But I've indulged in a privacy culture for sure.
Yeah, I'm with privacy.
You know?
I'm not with
secrets.
Yeah.
Because I'm grown. Who going to check me? What I got to sneak for? I don't want to deal with nothing pertaining to the word sneaky. Mm-mm. You know?
It's all right. I mean, in a relationship or a marriage, it's like sneaky link could be like if you got a significant other and you sneaking linking
with somebody.
That's cheating.
That is cheating.
You know what I'm saying? Basically.
That's cheating.
I mean, if you sneaking linking, you cheating. Yeah. You just getting up with somebody outside of business, outside of
you
friendships
cheated.
with your wife.
Yes.
That's cheating.
That is cheating. Absolutely. Absolutely. That is absolutely cheating. I agree. We got to go to break to pay our last bill and get out here because it's Friday. It's some beautiful weather outside. So 101.7 The Truth, do not touch that dial. Hit us up, 833-212-1017. Jazzy and Meech, tap in. One on 1.7 The Truth. It's your girl Jazz Tyler, Digi Meech. We are live and direct. I got to give a shout out to the guest that we had on today, Ashelle White. Came through with a bag of knowledge for the free. Shout out to NFL star Eric Murray, who will be holding his football, community event. That so happened to be a football camp.
And we need more of that, like more of them type of athletes. And type of throw them type of events just because you know we'll see because he is really homegrown. That's pretty much where I'm trying to go. Like he from here, even though he don't play in this area, we still need them to come back. And he's not the only one we have from this area that's in the NFL or played in the NFL that you know what I mean that's throwing one of these events. But I think it should be way more because it's way more athletes in the MLB, in the NFL, in the NBA, that could provide these type of events for our youth with little to no help.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean? Or resources. They could at least, not even at the event, they could show up to the events we already having and support that way through they organizations or through their foundations. And it's like we don't see our athletes enough come back. We'll see athletes that play for the Bucks that's not from here.
Yep. That do more.
Trying to do more
yep.
for the community where they play in than our own homegrown athletes that actually play at another team in LA or another team in New York or something like that. Like we don't get that enough. Like to even see him doing it, be from here, it's like, oh man, that's awesome. Cause I see other athletes from the Packers, from the Bucks, from the Brewers throw events, but they're not from this community. And
Absolutely.
It'd be like, where is our talent? Yeah. Where's our people?
So now the flip side of that is we have to do a better job at welcoming our people back home.
Yeah.
We have to understand that when you leave this place, like, it's like a send-off.
Yeah, Kevin Looney done a wonderful job.
He has, but he's also still embedded in the community because his younger brother, you know what I'm saying, and his family, right? But a lot of them, for example, like Eric Murray, he don't have any siblings. You know what I'm saying? So he could just take his mom and get up out of here and deal with his family when he chooses. But Milwaukee has a bad habit of when our people go to spread their wings, we feel entitled to stuff. And then we push them so far away to where they don't want to come back and do anything, because when they do, it's always a problem.
Yeah.
So we have to play our part too. But to the youth and to those who just need inspiration, man, you right, Misha. It's nothing like seeing somebody that come from where you come from that do what you do and took it to the next level. Like, it should be mandatory. Like, if you are from here and you're in any type of sports, entertainment, whatever, you got to spend at least one time coming back to the crib and not doing it just on all publicity stuff.
Yeah.
But really getting out here and seeing, like, remembering when you were that age. Come and take a look at the state of Milwaukee when it comes to not just the youth, but the city overall. You want to do investing? Come back home and invest.
Yeah, because, I mean, you always look, growing up, you always look like, man, I wish this, I wish we had that.
Yes.
And then you become that person that can actually provide that.
Come on now.
And forget that you have the same thoughts and dreams of somebody of your caliber to come back and help the youth.
Man, that has to be an amazing feeling, for real.
I mean, to do it.
Yeah.
But not to do it.
That part.
That's what we talking about.
That part.
Not to do it.
That part.
This multiple, you know, and then sometimes, you know, they be waiting on their second contract. They be waiting on the hundreds of millions of dollars.
Because it's so much has to be paid for.
I mean, because they got goals and stuff that they have on their own.
Yeah.
Or like we mentioned with Eric, like your family.
I'm going to challenge that. Because what's 5,000? What's 1,000? If you take that and bring it to the hood, people spend that on food and clothes and shoes. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? That, to me, that's what tithing truly is. Like, I don't tithe at a church. I take my money and put it back in the community to my people. That's how I tithe. Mm-hmm. No matter whatever I make for that month, I take a certain amount and I give it back.
Yeah. Life's better with American Family Insurance, because when you know you're fully protected, your home, your vehicle, everything you've worked hard to build, you can actually enjoy it. And that's what it's about. Not stressing the what ifs, but moving forward with confidence. American Family agents help you get right coverage in place so you can focus on your family, your goals, and the dreams you've earned. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly with American Family Insurance. Get a quote or find an agent at amfam.com. American Family Insurance is a proud sponsor of The Truth.
Yes, indeed. What you got out for the weekend, Meech?
Gonna go out, probably I'm gonna try to step out to that Eric thing, but I'll probably be fixing my car.
Yeah. Yeah.
Working on my car. Stuff like that. Running outside, you know, with the kids. They like running in the backyard and stuff like that. They got the court and everything. So it'd be like, we usually have to go everywhere, but they just got everything at that home. So it'd just be like, you know, most of our days be spent at the crib. Then it'd just be hard, like I told you earlier, it'd just be hard trying to manage getting all of them at one time. You know what I mean? Everybody stay in different households. So, you know, I kind of don't know which one of my sons going to be by.
Yeah, I feel you. I feel that. I'm going to try to step out there tomorrow. I always say I want to do stuff, and then I just get bombarded with so much. But I also try to take the weekends to, you know, spend time with my family. So, I don't know. I think I'm going to stop up there, try to step up there, and got a couple meetings with some black business owners.
I told you, this week kind of just slowed down. This is our third week, going to our fourth week.
Yeah.
So it'd be like, man, I really just, we kind of got in a groove to where now my time is opened up a little bit more. Like, okay, I can kind of get back to creating. Yeah, I wasn't creating no music for the last couple weeks, dealing with trying to organize schedule and stuff.
I got to publicly thank Meech for putting me back in the music bag. Like, this past, man, this song I made this beat, Wavy Boy took the beat and elevated it, and then E2 wrote to it. And
you finna play the beat?
Reference Shack. No. I can't, because I don't want to. But I'm just saying, it's a reference song to send to someone. But the song's so cold, Meech. Like, I think this weekend, and I went and bought me a MacBook, too, so I can make some beats. So yeah. I might just make some beats this weekend, Meech.
I think I just seen Classic.
We got to get him on the radio.
I think I just seen him walk in there.
Classic is fire.
Yeah.
He's fire for sure. But, yeah, I think I'm going to go make some beats this weekend.
I should talk. Have you been looking at the guest list I've been putting together? You ain't been even looking.
Let's see.
You've been booking people. They've been telling me you've been booking, trying to surprise me. And then I hit them up, and they're like, "Yeah, Jazz already." Like a shell, I hit a shell yesterday. She said, "Jazz already got to me." I said, "Oh yeah, sneaky thing."
No. The crazy thing is, I was supposed to Ben hit her, and I hadn't. She actually had hit me.
Mm-hmm.
And she was telling me about her Summerfest event, and I was like, "Oh, come on the show!"
Yeah, because I was trying to get her on before that, so she could kind of promote that too.
Yeah, like come on the show and talk about it.
Yeah. So next week,
who we got next week?
I said I won't put nobody on Monday,
mm-hmm.
but it's starting to get Everybody starting to hit me, and everybody starting to say yeah. So it's looking like we got Von Alexander next week on Monday, DJ Mondo. We got Mike Shane and Ricky Taylor and H1 on Tuesday. We got Chad on Wednesday. Marcus Hogan from the Fatherhood Initiative on Wednesday. And for Milwaukee, she put together the Milwaukee album. You know, that's big. I thought that was big to have her on here. And then Thursday, Ray shot it. Then, we got, next Monday, the Monday after that, the 22nd, we got DJ Jerry. But I got, you tell me who you got in mind. I got some more big names. I could put down. I just wanted to go over with you before I really get the dates to see.
Okay.
I got an A&R from Atlantic. I got my guy Mag from Even.
Yeah.
He gonna jump on with me. I'm waiting on all the artists.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I got all the artists lined up, but I got Prep. You know who Prep is?
Yep.
I got Prep waiting on me to tell him a day. Emma James wanna slide through next week. I got a couple people in mind, man. That's on my line right now.
Edwin Lee and Darius Ashford are students of mine from Notes for Notes. One is an artist and one is a producer. Fire. Like, I'm excited to really, really bring them on here so people can.
When you got it coming out?
Next Monday.
Oh, okay. So, yep.
Then H1 and Hook reached out. So, H1 coming on. I reached out to Chad Roper.
Yeah, I said that.
I talked to Wood Harris. He's currently filming with Michael B. Jordan right now, so we're gonna get Wood on as well. It's a few people. It's a. I don't want to spill the beans, man. Y'all just gotta tap in. Like between me and Meech, we're trying to run it up, trying to bring some wonderful, wonderful information to the city. And you never know who we gonna have. You never gonna know who gonna pop up, who gonna tap in. So. Tap in.
I mean, yeah. I mean, at this point,
it's going down. No, yeah, it's going up.
It's going up. It's lit. It's going down too. Like it's going up. Y'all know the analogy, but it's really definitely, and I'm just really just going.
Yeah. It's just this light work.
I'm just hitting them up.
Yeah. This light work.
But everybody's saying yeah, so it's cool. Let's do it.
Hit us up tomorrow. 101.7 The Truth. Log in.
Saturday.
I'm sorry. We'll be
replaying all weekend. So check out our recaps.
But we here Monday through Friday, 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. We do need y'all to like and subscribe to our YouTube channel as well as our social medias. Let us know who you want to see. You know what I'm saying? Hit us up on Monday. Milwaukee, have a wonderful and beautiful, safe weekend. Tap in Monday 4 to 7, 101.7 The Truth.